Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and tonight is our nursing home show. The title is Inner Sight Freedom. The agencies and the politicians are responsible for the death of people in nursing homes. And this is so true. Even during and after, you know, COVID and stuff like that, I feel that they've been really, you know, working, you know, to actually get rid of people through nursing homes. Basically, that's it in a nutshell. We, you know, have a lot of area to cover according to this, okay? Basically, people die left and right in nursing homes, and it's very sad to see a lot of people, you know, try to make it in a nursing home, and basically they fail. My mother was one of them, my father was one of them, and so forth. I had a lot of people in my family die in nursing homes. So please, please sign our petition at change.org. And it's really very simple. Just go to change.org and you could, you know, sign our petition. You know, you do a search on Inner Sight and it'll bring it straight to the petition. All right? So I'm going to bring in our co-host this evening and we're going to shoot some ideas off of each other. And here it comes. Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Yeah, thank you. And by the way, the title of the show is Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing.
That's right.
The sub, the one that you just said, that
right.
The politicians and the agencies are responsible for the death in the nursing home. Now, let me explain to people why we believe that. There's a few reasons why we have that belief. The main reason is the safety.
Right.
We honored a woman last night, and we're sort of continuing that tonight. Mrs. Jones, Loretta,
right.
and who fell out of bed. Reportedly, she had an infection. Came back from the hospital. Fell out of bed, and then a short time later, she had passed away.
That's
now,
disgusting.
There's no excuse why people could fall out of bed. If these agencies would fight for this, to bring in the home health aide, if the politicians would insist on it, the money is there to pay these home health aides.
Mm-hmm.
And they call the nursing home a home. All right?
No, they
right.
don't.
If it's
not
a home, where's your aide? Why can't you have your home health aide with you?
That's true.
To check and see if a person is tossing and turning or whatever the case may be, that they're in danger of falling out of the bed. The politicians can correct that. They don't even
That's
have
right.
to spend their damn ass money to correct it.
Mm-hmm.
And the agencies. Now, we address especially these agencies that are very wealthy, privately funded, that they don't get money from the government. You know, they should immediately join us.
Mm-hmm.
In turning these nursing homes into accessible housing and play a major role in that. The government can't tell them what to do because they're not under contract.
That's right.
They're not like the independent living centers. Independent living centers are very limited as to what they can
we
do.
We have the rain waiting for us when you're done.
Yeah. So it's clear that the politicians and the agencies are responsible for the injury and the death of thousands and thousands of people. And it happens every day someplace in the country. I was talking to our new advocate in Boston, just
mm-hmm.
outside of Boston. And she has witnessed some of this. You know, the horrible way people are treated when she was in the nursing home, and she concurs that it happens every day and it goes unreported, and many, many times it gets hushed up and swept under the rug, and they'll come in and clean up the mess before anybody can photograph it or see it and hide
it. That's horrible.
Every day it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And the government and the agencies stand by. Now, you can't say that Inner Sight is standing by and letting this happen. Look where we are.
Exactly.
We're on an international show that goes all over the world telling people these things and pleading with these agencies to join with us and do something about it. Today, and you'll hear from Lorraine a little bit, but today Lorraine called me, and in honor of her aunt, wants to try to start a foundation where people can donate money to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. So we're reaching out to find an attorney, find out how much the attorney will charge us to start a foundation of that type, and then we're going to try to do a benefit in honor of Loretta, and maybe approach the Barbizon School of Modeling where she went to school. But we need to know how much we need to raise to pay the attorney to set up the foundation. All right, so you want to take a phone call?
Yes, I do, from Lorraine.
Go ahead.
It's me. I'm going to. All right, here it is from Lorraine. Here she is.
Yes. Hello, how are you?
Doing? I'd like to wish my condolences to you and your family.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you could shed some light also on what happened to your aunt while there, if that's possible right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else? I don't know what else I could say about, you know, she passed away on August the 11th.
Wow.
You know, yeah, the last time she saw her sister, she asked her sister for a hug. And you see,
oh.
I think that she knew that she was going. She was, because
oh.
my mother had got a call, I think it was the next day or so, or something like that. And they told her she had passed away. I mean, she kept going back and forth in the other hospital, back and forth. She was fine a little bit. Then she started getting sick again and ended up back in the hospital. Then found one minute and going back in the hospital again. She kept going back and forth in there. And
wow.
They let her fall out of the bed. She woke up, I mean, they got her up. And she said she doesn't know how she got down there on the floor, you know. And she was supposed to have...
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Falling out of the bed certainly didn't help keep her alive, that's for sure.
No, it
oh,
didn't.
Hell no.
It really didn't. I think that's a lot to contribute in her death, too. Because sometimes an injury, if you have one, it doesn't, you know, you don't succumb to it to maybe weeks after that. Sometimes that can happen, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Depending upon,
you know,
yeah.
Excuse me, Lorraine. When they found her on the floor, does anybody know what kind of examination they put her through to see if she had any head injuries or blood clots or anything, or life-threatening?
I have no idea. I'm being honest, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what usually happens in those places.
Oh, yeah.
They let it go.
Nine times out of ten, they don't do what they're supposed to do.
No.
They just want to hush it up.
That's true. They did the same thing with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had a really bad bladder infection. Didn't even tell me anything about that she'd be calling me. And then the other thing is that she had such a brain infection from that. It went from the bladder to the brain. It's crazy. and she couldn't move her dominant side. I just couldn't see her like that. It was terrible. I have pictures and other things like that of my mom, but they took down our petition because we put up the pictures, so I can't put them up there anymore. So it's really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
You know, the politicians from time to time will visit a nursing home.
So
they know what goes on in there. There's no excuse that they don't know. They get reports from those places. The governor has to have reports from the health department on these nursing homes. You know, what happened, how many people passed away, how many new people, so on. There's a whole reporting system. So they know about it. They know what's going on. They know that there's not enough people to take care of the multitude of residents that are in that nursing home. They know it. You can't say they don't know it. They have knowledge of it. But they do nothing about it. When's the last time you heard on the news that some senator or congressperson was going to present a bill to bring more aid into the nursing home? I mean, they've got the home health aid that are already, the money's already there for that. You never heard that on the news.
Never.
No.
Never.
You only
ever
hear it on the other site.
That's right.
And that's a disgrace to this country.
Big time. Mm-hmm. You know,
I was talking with
to me, I find it sad, and you said disgrace. To me, all of that are great adjectives to describe how disgusting this is.
I was talking with our new colleague in Boston today, well, outside of Boston, Brandy, and she was telling me her dad came to visit her today. He's a retired fireman. He's 71. His wife is retired, a retired teacher. She's about a year older, and they both get a pension. Now, they're at the age where they can be put into a nursing home. They're going to lose that pension.
Yes, they are.
That pension will go to a nursing home. I heard a report today of a guy who was in rehab in Massachusetts who had a house, and they made him sell his house and give the money to the nursing home. I mean, this is horrible. Why aren't the unions that accumulate that pension where people work for 20, 30, 40 years sometimes and accumulate that pension? Why aren't the unions doing something to protect people who go into a nursing home and lose their pension?
Right.
They're not doing a damn thing about it. I mean, we've said this so many times. Where are all the black organizations? Why aren't they helping the black people in nursing homes to keep their apartments, so they'll have a place to go home to? They don't do a damn thing either. How about the blind agencies? I talked today with Brandy. She's the wheelchair. She's also blind. And she told me she went to training with the commission. And we agreed that why doesn't the commission make sure that a blind person does not go into a nursing home?
They don't.
The money should be there.
It should be.
There's the politicians again and the agencies. So much proof of what we're saying. I mean, just look at it.
Yeah, definitely.
And the
I see it.
Nutrition part, too, that's negligent and faulty in these places is horrible. All right, in the site, let me thank a few people. Shelby's Kitchen, Tom and Michelle, thank you so much. 631 286 0444. We have Sweet Pepper Treat coming up with some music, so stand by. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. Go over and get some great food, and you'll see signs of the great guide dog, Milton, who we are planning to honor again next month. And we'll get the details as they unfold. Hey, you want to stay in shape? Call Fernandez, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. Learn how to protect yourself and stay fit doing it. All right. With Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186 for their support. Islip Cleaners, local, for their donation to Inner Sight. And all of our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, of course, for many, many years now. And they've increased their donation every year. Thank you so much. All right, let's see. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, promoting our two television nursing home shows. One tonight at 11, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 in the city. On your phone, the Spirit Channel, Channel 3, on the laptop and the computer. 11 o'clock tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Tomorrow night, local Long Island. Attention, tomorrow night, 9:30, Channel 20. Now, there's a great need, I'm told by the Independent Living, a great need for accessible housing in Suffolk County. So get rid of these nursing homes. Turn them into something that people need and will prosper from.
Right.
For housing. All right, watch the show tomorrow night, 9:30, Channel 20. That's local on Long Island. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and then we got Pepper on the line.
Yes, we do. Let me go back to the other screen.
Yes
we do.
Sweet Pepper Treat, and this is in honor of Loretta.
I will be
The music.
I'm on the radio show.
Pepper has. And Pepper, you there?
I'm here. Lorraine, I'm sorry, honey. I send you my condolences to you and your family, darling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, how you doing, Pam?
Doing pretty good.
All right. And you got a beautiful song for us?
I do. I've got a couple of
Loretta.
Them. Yes.
What do you got?
I've got one called Heaven, the Garden, the Garden.
Of the Garden, yeah.
I'm going to play it first.
Okay. Oh, is that a country song?
No.
Oh, a spiritual, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right,
we're ready.
Whenever you're ready, the Garden.
Go ahead.
If this could build a stairway and memories a lane, we'd walk right up to heaven, bring you back again. It broke our hearts to lose you, but you did not go alone. For part of us went with you the day God called you home. God looked around his garden and he found an empty place. And he looked down upon the earth and he saw your precious face. He put his arms around you and he lifted you. God, God, he always
One of my favorites by anybody, Ave Maria, you know.
Oh,
yeah. We're supposed to have it last night. It
wasn't easy to
find.
We'll
have to search for it.
Are you able to find that?
Frank.
Yeah.
And I have to leave in a minute. I have to go to a study.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
For joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you, please. You take care, okay?
we'll definitely be.
Ryan, you take care, darling.
Thank you so much, sweet pepper. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay.
You have a great evening, okay?
You
I hope everything goes smoothly. Yeah.
All right. Thank y'all.
Thank
okay.
you.
Hey, Pepper.
What?
You there? What about the? Can you find Ave Maria on that?
I can look if you want me to.
Yeah, I'd love you.
Song.
Yeah. By anybody, any artist. You
hold
know,
on
plenty
a second.
People.
I can't get it off.
Okay.
If
I know
you
beyond
you can find
that.
It.
I can see. I can
look. We'll get it.
I don't know if Andrea
Bocelli. Yeah, Andrea Bocelli
has it. Anybody.
Okay.
You have it by Bocelli?
Yeah.
Can you play it?
Give me a second and I'll.
Okay.
Do you have it?
No,
I can't find it.
You have it. Play it by Bocelli.
Yeah, hold on. Why is it so difficult? How do you spell Bocelli's name? I actually have it, but I have it on a different area.
How do you spell Ave?
Ave.
A-V-E?
Yeah, it's a Latin word. A-V-E. Ave Maria.
Yeah. And then Maria.
Okay.
By any artist.
And he will do it.
Yeah. And we're dedicated to the
memory. I got it, I think. I got it, Frank.
Well, play it.
Yes, I am.
Jedi.
One second. Ed. Okay.
And you
well,
I'm
There it is.
I never heard that version before.
Neither have I. A little different.
Who'd they say? Who'd they say that was? That was supposed to be Bocelli?
Yeah. His little girl bring him into the church that he's in. To walk him around.
But anyway, in honor of Loretta, and I want to thank Sweet Pepper Street. And Pepper, you still
You're
there?
Welcome. I'm right here.
Yeah. I wanna ask you, you used to work at a nursing home, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. How was it when people couldn't?
It was pretty bad because, you know, what's sad is people brought their loved ones in there and trusted them in our care, and a lot of the nursing home staff was only there for the money, not there to care for your loved ones. They would let them lay, we're supposed to do every 2 hours bed checks, rotate the ones that couldn't roll on their own or turn over, potty them, do things that, feed, bathe them. And a lot of times you'd find that a lot of patients didn't get done what was supposed to be done to them.
You remember anybody falling out of bed? Remember any of that?
No, because we always kept the bed railings up.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I don't understand. How did she fall out? If the bed railings, you have bed railings at the head of the bed, and along from the middle of the bed down to the foot.
Right.
All the way.
And they usually kept it up, right?
And they're there for the patient's safety.
Yes, of course. How about a bed alarm?
Do what, honey?
I said, how about a bed alarm?
They had those too. So you knew when
had
someone
one on my
got
bed
out of bed,
they didn't
it
trust
was,
me.
Yeah, it would go off, yes.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Well, how would someone, now you used to work in a nursing home, could you give us some idea if you could, how would someone fall out of a bed? What would
they, is that out of neglect? Mm. Out of neglect of the hospital employees or the nursing home employees of not, like I said, they could not have had her bed railings up. They
That's
had
right.
to be down.
Yeah, or if the bed rail malfunctioned.
Or they didn't have, or maybe the bed rail broke, yes, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because fall out of bed in nursing home. We've heard several.
That would be really hard to do. I don't.
Well, unless
that would
a person
really have to be.
Now, what about
there
if a person got up? Yeah.
Do
what about if a person got up on
up.
Their knees and went over the rail?
That's what they do. I've seen it.
They would really have to be very limber. They'd have to be able to move like that. Then the elderly person, most of them in the nursing home, they're not able to move like that.
Well,
they're not able
like
to.
That.
Their little bones are stiff.
If they pull themselves up, that's weight on the rail could come down and they could go over the side.
That's
possible.
What happened.
Very possible, yes.
Yeah.
The point
my
point
grandmother had that.
The point that I'm trying to make is a home health aide should be in the room at all times.
Exactly. They should have one to every room. Yes. Someone that fits in the room. You know, when I worked in the hospital, we had suicide watch. And someone who sat in the room with the suicidal patient 24/7. They should have that in the nursing homes, too. Just stand in each room, whether there's three or four patients to room, at least you have someone in there watching.
Right.
Yeah, the home health aide should be in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The politicians should insist on it. It should be an emergency measure.
It's not an emergency to them because they have enough money to pay for, you know, the care. Some of them even have long-term care, which is not a normal thing to quite have because I tried to get it myself and they said, oh, because I was disabled, I couldn't get that special long-term care, which if you're a stable person, I don't see why not. That bothers me, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
When you worked in the nursing home, did they ever have meetings to talk about how can we get the home health aides in here to watch people?
Never.
Talk about
never,
that a little.
Never.
Yeah.
No, never. Because that was never a thought.
Never a question either.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. That's horrible.
Yeah. It is horrible.
They never thought of the people in that way, you know, and thought, well, how can we do better?
Right.
How can we protect these people, you know?
Right.
We can't do the job. There's not enough of us, and there's too many residents.
Right.
They recently had it in my aide's nursing. She works at night, and she works during the day. And she said a lot of people just don't care, period. They just want the money. They don't want anything else. But she's not like that. They yelled at her, you got to stop picking up your pace. I'm like, oh, God, that's really sad. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. The supervision people are rushing these people.
Yes.
You know? That's right.
That when I worked in the nursing home, that's exactly right. They would want you to. You have just so many hours. So when you do your bed check, you've got so many rooms you have to do in that hour, you know.
Right.
You've got to get it done right now. So it was crazy because you were rushed to do everything.
Did you ever get chewed out because you didn't finish your rounds?
Oh, yeah, I've been there, done that.
You did.
Yeah.
Well, you're a great person to have at this news conference we got coming up.
Very much.
We can't get you in person. We got to have you on tape.
If you want Zoom, I could bring our Zoom over. You know, on the conference.
Whatever we can get.
Right.
To get people to relate.
You have to wait till I get a new phone because I've dropped mine and busted it.
Oh, ouch.
I was shutting the screen on it, but I got it taped right now. But
mine is brand new, and it has I didn't notice it until my aide said, what's that on the bottom? It's cracked. So I called them, and they still haven't gotten me one. So I'm going to be calling probably tomorrow. It's a brand-new phone. It shouldn't have any cracks in it.
Right. No, I hear you. All right, y'all. I'll get off of here and let you do your show, and I will talk to you all later, okay?
We want to thank you so much, Pepper, for sharing with us and caring and coming on.
Yeah, it's important.
Thank you,
you have people that care. Thank you, hon.
Yes, you're welcome. And thank you all for having me. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Ooh, we have Big Joe.
Oh, all right. Okay. Go ahead. It's your show. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Joe.
Welcome.
Suzanne, how are you? I would say hello to Frank,
But when he just made that remark about, well, that's your show, go ahead, like, okay, let Joe in. All right, we'll let him in. Okay, so.
You know I would have let him in anyway.
Welcome. Yeah, I know. I know, but it's nice to call in and know that Frank says, oh, Joe's here. Oh, well, I got to go to the bathroom. You know, I don't need it. You know? You know, Frank, you got to be a little friendlier.
Yeah, right. I'll try.
Yeah, I know you'll try, but you won't be. How are you two guys doing?
Oh, we're doing well. We're going to be having a news conference. News conference in October. And then we're also trying to, you know, get signatures on our petition. Would you be interested? I might as well ask.
Yeah.
You would. Can I call
you
on this number?
Yeah, I'll
find
the petition.
Okay,
yeah.
And your friends,
too? You got my number, so you, you can call me and you can text me the petition, and then I'll sign it and text you back. I don't give people my email on Block Talk Radio because then all of a sudden
around. No, don't do that. We'll talk separately.
No.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So how are you two guys doing? So it's good. You got an October conference coming up. You got a petition going. This is nice. So you two guys are really really sparking the interest and getting people motivated to join in on your goals.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Right.
Yeah. We now have a Boston advocate for InterSight, and we discovered an empty building that used to be a nursing home. And we're looking into what they're doing with it and what's going on with it. We would love to get that building and turn it into accessible housing.
That would be beautiful.
So we're working on
that. That sounds good to me. You know, being a former marketing director, what I would recommend is that you hire somebody or get somebody who that you know that's a good marketer so that your ideas can be spread around more effectively with the least amount of effort and energy.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
No, okay. Yeah, you need to have a little bit of money. But what about the organizations that I recommended to you that had volunteers?
I haven't talked to them, but it's a good idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea.
Well, Frank, I gave you the idea about, five, 6 months ago, the hopecollection.org. Right?
Well, I'm not an online person, but I'll...
No, he isn't.
All right. Huh? Okay, then. All right, I'll tell you what. I'll do it. I'll go to them. I'll tell them that I'm an informal representative of your show. And, whatever information they give me, I'll come back and give it to you.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So if you need, you know, some kind of help like that, just next time I call, when Suzanne calls me, you know, I can do it. I won't do it all the time because I'm busy and certain other things. Like, Frank, when you came to that phone call that I recommended?
Yeah.
You remember? Yeah, we're trying to. Well, actually, let me tell you, the idea went flat, and I'd still like to get together the some talk show hosts who are politically minded, and try to get some clout together in order to move these politicians. No matter what the agenda is, it could be your agenda about accessible housing. It could be agenda about compassion towards criminals. We just need to get these politicians off their ass. So
what happened with this guy Gibson? He dropped out?
No, he still wants to run for Congress, but he hasn't even gotten his campaign staff together yet.
Wow.
Well, he's got to do that.
Yeah, I know. I told him. And I've done he's done interviews on 5 interviews on BTR. I've done about 2 of them. So I'm in his corner, but what you don't know or maybe forgot about him is that the guy was tortured by our government.
Oh wow!
He was an undercover agent. He was an undercover agent, and the government left him inside prison for 9 years, and inside solitary for 2 years.
Wow!
So you never even think that because the guy's such a happy-go-lucky guy. a happy-go, happy-go-lucky guy. But the thing is that I think that, you know, he needs to have a push because he knows what it's like to be, you know, to be up against the government.
Captive.
So he's running, he's running for Congress. I hope he makes it. But, you know, everybody needs a push.
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
like for you guys, I'll go to the Hope Collection, and there's another one that I recommended to you guys. I talked to somebody there some months ago, and I'll talk to them again, and I'll see if I can get some volunteers. What would you want the volunteers to do for your organization or for your movement?
Grab the petition and get it signed, the signatures that we need. Right now we only have 107 because I put away some money onto the petition, so that's why.
Okay, so you need volunteers to actually send the petition around, email,
right.
I guess, and to,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'll have to tell them that then. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Definitely.
If they have any questions, they can.
Yeah.
I'll send
call
it
you
to
where?
You.
Can they call you at home? Can they call you two guys at home, or do they have to call you here?
No, you can
call
at home if you want.
On the InterSight number.
Yeah. Yep, I'm
the
inside
number? All right.
Yeah, it's...
Because you guys are
on
every night anyway.
Yes. 631-4... Oh, no, that's the other one.
Oh, you got
I'm
another
sorry.
Number? All right, hold on.
Yeah,
let me get a piece of paper.
It's 224.
I haven't gotten that paper yet, Suzanne. Excuse me. Just wait a
sorry.
Sec. And I'll get a pen.
That works.
And I'll write down the inside number in a second. Okay. So, InterSight. Okay. Go ahead, Suzanne, shoot.
Okay. 231-224. Yeah, 224. 224?
Yeah. 3090. Okay. 631-224-3090. And that is what? That's the headquarters or what?
That you leave a message there if you'd like, or if Frank answers, it's
awesome.
Even better. Both ways.
Or do what? Leave a message or do what?
You could leave a message on that number, and Frank can, and with your phone number, and he could, you know, give you a call back.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
What should I tell this number is to? The InterSight voicemail? InterSight,
yeah, the InterSight number.
InterSight voicemail.
InterSight.info.
Okay.
Right.
That's
the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can.
Okay. All right. You said there's a website, Frank?
Yeah, InterSight.info.
Spelled InterSight.
InterSight. Spell that again, Suzanne, please.
Yeah, the website is InterSight.info.
That I got. Right.
Okay.
Dot what?
Info, I-N-F-O. No, info, I-N-F-O.
Oh, okay, dot info. All right.
Yeah.
So
we got Louis too, Frank.
Okay. All right,
got
good.
It?
So I
also have your number.
InterSight.
I could call
info.
You back. Yeah.
Okay. And I got the voice, that.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, I'll call them. I'll try to get a hold of them tomorrow. I presume you guys will be on the air tomorrow.
Yeah. Next
we're
week we're going on a little bit of a, you know, both of us on vacation.
So will you be on tomorrow? Because I'll try to contact the organization
tomorrow.
I'll find out what
Friday.
To say.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Then I'll, okay.
Maybe.
I will. I will come back tomorrow to let you know. If something happened or if something didn't happen, either way.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
so good.
You
guys are moving together. I mean, all right. Good.
Good.
All right. So you've only got 6 minutes left of the program. I'll let you guys go back to to the program, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good night.
All right. Good night. Frank?
All right, so
we have Louis.
Sign the petition, read it, and you'll understand how we believe all this can work. to the benefit of everyone. Now, we're stressing this, that we are here not only to help the elderly and the disabled, but everyone, because anyone can become eligible in the blinking of an eye to go into a nursing home. And they'll take all your protection and everything that you've worked for. Now, tell them how to sign the petition. Tell them.
Okay, no problem. You go to change.org, change.org, and you then can go to the very top of the page to the right, and you will see the, you know, if you type in Inner Sight, you know, and you'll be able to see the petition, a few petitions, but just the one that we're talking about is the one for the nursing home. There's a woman with a black eye who happens to be my mom on the cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
They get injured all the time in those places.
Yes, they do.
All right. I'm gonna sign off. It's your show, so you want to bring Louie in or whatever you want to do.
Now Louie went off.
So much. Oh, all right.
Thank you, Frank, for doing
that. Thank you, everybody,
for listening.
We'll be with you tomorrow night, subject to be announced. And, of course, Friday is the funny, so don't forget to have some fun on Friday.
Exactly.
Thank you for helping, Frank. Thank you so much.
And here's Louie. I'll bring him on for a bit. Hey, Lou.
Frank.
I'll
call you tomorrow, Frank, all right, for the primo?
Yeah, that'd be good. He's not online now.
Okay, it's too late now.
Too late now, yes. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Lou. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everyone, thank you for listening, and we appreciate it. And please, if you get to see the petitions, please sign them. It's very important to the elderly and the disabled. It's just like I've been in 4 nursing homes, and it's just like you're given up on and they put you in the nursing home. So it's terrible, let's put it that way. We could really use some help. The phone number to call Inner Sight is 631-224-3090. If you're interested in helping Inner Sight and also getting, a little bit of, help, would be greatly appreciated. So Inner Sight, have a good evening, and we'll talk to you soon tomorrow night. All right. Take care. Have a good evening.